when you take on a coaching client that's a scaling multifamily syndicator slash potentially capital raiser, what kind of stuff do you offer them in your coaching business?
The way that I work is it's highly customized to the individual because it's a best practice from the finance world that I came from. Each person has a unique skill set and a unique experience, and their avatar or their ideal clients are also a unique avatar. So it's not one mold will fit everything. So in my view, it's like when you get to the high level, it starts getting into, okay, what do you have on offer? And based on who you are, how is that valuable to your avatar? What is your avatar's pain point? Because there's millionaires are not made the same. A millennial millionaire versus an X-gen millionaire versus a baby boomer millionaire will resonate different based on what you have in your tool chest. And it's identifying those things. It's like, hey, okay, so, you know, you're a millennial and your avatar, your ideal client is a, you know, X-gen in this demographic. Well, based on that, this is what your hurdles are. These are what your challenges are going to be. These are going to be their objections, but these are their pain points and how you can fill them. And that takes unique understanding of both pieces and a lot of experience in the industry. It's like, I know what they're going to say because they used to say it to me, or they'll tell me different things. I spent over 2 decades. If you listen to Malcolm Gladwell talks about 10,000 hours or 10 years as professional competence. Well, I got about 20,000 hours. I got twice that. It's instinctive for me now.